everybody, and welcome to this 9-day Divine Mercy Novena. We are so excited to have you. My name is Janelle Yuzinski.
Ken Yuzinski, and it's an honor to be here. Thank you for giving your time to join us over these next 9 days. It's a real honor to be able to serve this way. There's 3,000 people in this group, and I want to thank each one of you for taking the time to watch this video. We want to honor your time. We hope that you're blessed by what we do, and we come to know Jesus' mercy in a deeper way.
Just a couple things that we wanted to make sure that everybody was aware of is, first off, to be actively doing this novena, we just want everybody to be praying the Divine Mercy Chaplet every single day. I know it is recommended to do it at around 3 o'clock, but that's not necessary. If you can just find a time during the day to pray the Divine Mercy Chaplet. If you're not sure how to do that, if you look in previous posts, I have it all there. I've got different links for you to check out that give it like an audio version, or I think from YouTube. There's also different videos that Ken has made in the past just regarding the Divine Mercy Chaplet. And so there's a lot of useful information there. So if you're kind of not really sure and you're kind of wondering, is this for me or whatever, like, stay in the group and just go look back into those previous posts and just inform yourself that way.
Okay.
So, and then also, one thing that we do encourage is just for everybody to do a little bit of exercise every single day, because we want to keep working these bodies, right?
Yes, and we will. Not mandatory, but we encourage you. You grow in discipline, you grow in virtue, mm-hmm. by self-control and disciplining your body. So if you want to join us that way as well, pray to Divine Mercy and then do a little bit of exercise. Get that heart rate up.
Mm-hmm. And we always take Sundays off, just so you know. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Just so you know.
Okay, so today is day one of the novena, and on our first day, Jesus has asked that we bring to him all mankind, especially sinners, and that we immerse them in the ocean of his mercy. In this way, you will console me in the bitter grief into which the loss of souls plunge me. So that's today's intention.
Yeah.
So just a couple thoughts that as I was reflecting on this, was like, obviously that encompasses all of us, because none of us are immune to, our concupiscence and falling into sin. So we are all included in today's intention. And yeah, I don't know. Sorry, it's not very deep.
I'm going to add to that.
Okay.
Because I see two groups of people in this. One, mm-hmm. all of mankind, but especially. I think that's the word, especially, mm-hmm. or an emphasis on sinners. And so, yes, we're all sinners. We've all fallen short. But there's also a section on day number 3 where we pray for devout souls. And you're somewhat devout because you're actually watching this, you know? So there's faith is alive in your life. So today is not so much for those who, we will pray for ourselves, but it's also for those who have completely closed their hearts to the gospel. If that was us, we wouldn't be here. We're here only by the goodness and graciousness of God. And so Jesus is asking us to immerse sinners, those who've closed themselves off to his love, who pain his heart that way. And so we can, through this divine chaplet of mercy, change eternity, because there is a consequence of sin. And sometimes we don't like to talk about this within the church, but there is a consequence of sin. And to die in the state of serious sin means eternal separation from God, and we call that hell. And I wanted to go into the Catechism of the Catholic Church just to emphasize that point, to show like what we're doing here is serious and that can change people's lives for all eternity. In paragraph 1033, we cannot be united with God unless we freely choose to love him. We cannot love God if we sin gravely against him, against our neighbor, or against ourselves. To die in mortal sin without repenting and accepting God's merciful love means remaining separated from him forever by our own free choice. This state of definitive self-exclusion from communion with God and the blessed is called hell. St. Faustina writes about hell, and she talks about how an angel of God took her to the chasm of hell, and she saw 6 different sufferings of hell. And then she wrote these words after she saw the great suffering before her eyes. I'm writing this as the command of God, so that no soul may find an excuse by saying there is no hell. And so I don't want to be a downer here at the very beginning, but this, what we're doing is serious. Mm-hmm. Jesus has asked us to pray for sinners, to pray for the world. And so we do that because sin destroys us. It destroys lives. It destroys countries. And to be able to pray for mercy into areas of sin, we have to make a judgment on what is sin and what is not. We have this idea that's kind of floating around that says, who am I to judge? Well, this is what Scripture says about judging. 1 Corinthians 2:15, the spiritual man judges all things. I think the spiritual woman does too. So we have to make a judgment on what is right, on what is wrong, objectively, so that we can ask Jesus' mercy into the area of a person's life. Mm-hmm. So it's okay to say something is right or something is wrong. For example, murder. It's objectively wrong. It's mortal sin. And so we can ask God to have mercy on that mortal sin. Now, we don't judge the person's state of their soul, but we judge the action. And you know that. But here's an idea. You know, we don't know the mitigating factors that could go into this, for example, the sin of murder. We don't know the state of mind. Were they in the rage? What kind of passions were they struggling with? What kind of upbringing did they have? Did they know love in their life growing up as a little boy or little girl? I mean, you know, what's the circumstance regarding the sin? What's the state of their heart? God only knows. Therefore, only God can judge the state of someone's soul because he takes all these factors that are unknown to us. But what we can do and what we must do is judge an action, right or wrong. And so you look at the people in your life and ask yourself, is their actions in line with what Holy Mother Church is teaching? And if they aren't, then ask God's mercy into their life. You can do this, and this is a good thing. So, my friends, let's change eternity by asking God's mercy into people's lives.